It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Those weren't you, were they?
No, not at all. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our sincere thanks and apologies for playing You're the Mimic. We were just brainstorming out in Cancer Corner out here at the radio station, and we play Power of 10 on this show all the time.
Yes.
It has proven to be one of the most difficult radio games imaginable.
It's tough.
Ladies and gentlemen, soon coming to this station near you.
Something easier.
An easier game, The Power of One.
Ooh!
Yes.
You don't have to respect it so much.
The Power of One, hosted by Charles Stuang Stabilak. So listen for that coming up.
Look
forward. Right, I call to the studio now Beth Ann McBride. Would you please make your presence known, Ms. McBride?
Please?
Because, you know, Beth Ann has been raving about her interns. They're her interns.
Of course.
She's the one that hires them.
Could have stopped at raving.
Beth Ann, could you take a seat right over here, please?
She holds them at her bosom.
Yes, she does. She's so kind to all of them.
Hold a lot of interns that
and,
way.
And let's bring in Drew Slingblade, one of our many interns. We have 13 or 14 of them right now. Let's bring in Drew.
Katie They're living calls- in a hostel.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Drew. Take a seat, please.
Katie calls him cute.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he's very popular today. You want some headphones? Want to put some headphones? Do you have headphones over there?
He does.
Pick
there
a pair,
go.
Any
slide
pair.
Them. Slide them right on. Yeah, you all locked in there, Beth Ann?
I'm in.
All right, can we turn Beth Ann's microphone on?
Well, must we?
If we have to.
Yes, we have
Sorry.
To.
No. Oh, a guy does it on purpose. Look at him like he'd never seen the board before. Which one is that?
Yeah, I'm just too stupid.
You think he's sabotaging you? You think that's what it is?
No.
Seldom does she need a microphone to be heard.
Oh, dear me.
Meow.
You two kids done?
Are he's just through? Mad because I look like Meredith.
Ah, yes, he is.
Mad
with She's just mad that I don't look like Matt Lauer.
Mad with love.
You see, Andrew, when you grow up, when you're an older
you
broadcaster, you have to be aware.
When this you're is, an adult, son.
This is this is what we refer to as sniping. This is sniping that's
Did you,
happening.
I mean,
right
I want to be looked at as an outsider. Does Beth Ann seem a bit snarky to you?
No. Oh, that's me answering.
I don't think so.
Maybe right, just
why don't
a
you
little?
Pull the microphone a little closer there. You can pull it down
pull it
into,
you.
Into your mouth there,
Make
Drew.
It come to you, Drew.
Drew, is that gum?
No.
Yeah, okay.
No.
You yes, remove yes, the it gum, is. Please. Yeah, there's the trash right over there. You can just throw the gum away. Thank you.
Now we've got to go through getting
dear. You
oh,
threw
dear.
The gum into my motorcycle helmet. It's
the
not
old,
a good start.
The old gum in the motorcycle helmet.
Well, it was
sorry,
a fun
Mike.
Internship.
So this was your first mission. We sent you up to a Gay Pride Parade Day in
yep.
Baltimore, Maryland. You made it up there okay?
Yeah.
You brought a buddy with you?
Yeah, we had a...
Did you?
I'm training them well, aren't I?
What's it called?
I'm sorry.
What did you have?
Why don't we start again? Let's
GPS.
Welcome Andrew,
GPS.
One of our interns from the Mike O'Mara Show. We sent you up to a Gay Pride Day in Baltimore with the Gay Pride Parade.
We'll edit this out.
And how, no, did it, how did it go with your friend up there?
I thought it went great. We had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
We met a lot of people, got a lot of interviews.
Okay, and this is kind of what you want to do. You want to get into broadcasting, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this is kind of a dream come true. You're a correspondent, and you identified yourself from the Mike O'Mara Show and asked some questions, broadcast for CBS Radio.
Yep.
Okay,
very
good.
Do we remember what college he comes to us from?
It's not the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, is it?
No, I'm from Radford University.
Radford.
That's right. Party
okay.
school.
Yeah, very good party school.
Used to be.
Lots
oh,
of,
not since you got there.
No.
Lots of untang pay down in at Radford, right?
I'd say so.
Yeah, pretty strong down there still?
Girls-wise? Yes.
Girls-wise?
That's what I was referring them. To. Just doing a little pig Latin for you right there.
It used
there.
To be a girls' school, right?
Right. Do you have a girlfriend at Radford?
Yes.
Oh, you do? Oh, really? How long have you been seeing
Katie.
Her?
About 6 months.
Are you sexually active?
Please.
What?
I think of him as a son. Go ahead.
Please,
ask.
I'm sorry. I'm just asking him some questions, you know.
Okay.
It's the modern age,
That's
you know.
Right.
It's 2008.
It
just want to find out.
That's right.
The kids are doing it, Mike.
Beth Ann's report. The kids are
how
doing
long,
it.
How long have you been seeing this young lady?
About 6 months.
Oh, only six, so it's a
and
brand
what,
new
And what's her name again?
Her name's Claire.
Oh, Claire.
All right. Now, what,
I don't know.
What does that
E-Claire.
Mean?
E-Claire.
He's what? That would be if she was on a computer.
Drew, just bring that microphone down a little lower. It's like it's at your
like
eyebrow
you're afraid
level.
Of it.
That's,
pretend it's Claire. Pull it to yourself.
How's the relationship going with young Claire?
It's going great.
Good. And
who does she look like that's famous?
I can't think of anybody.
Nobody at all.
She's that special, Rob.
She's super special.
I mean, is it like Angelina Jolie type?
No, doesn't look like Angelina.
No, no, Charlize Theron?
How about you, Rob?
No.
How about me, Rob? Does she look like me?
She looks like Rob.
Yes.
Does she look like a young Charles Laughton?
she is sturdy lass.
Turn that on.
You know the MGM channel?
Yes.
It was Mutiny on the Bounty, and I saw a young Charles Laughton.
Mr. Chris Jeff!
Thought of Rob for some strange reason. Sure. I somehow would love to see you in one of those John Adams wigs.
Someday you will.
Good stuff. All right, let's get right to it. So you went up there and, set this up for us. Drew, this is your segment. What are we looking for here today?
I went up there with my friend, Trevor. We got up there. We were driving around for a while looking for what was the best
for gays.
Pretty much.
Where are
that
your
gays? That would blow the whole bit. We're looking for gays.
I think.
Show us your gays.
I think, Mike, you have to explain that you gave him a
script. I don't have to do dink.
Okay, whatever.
Wow.
I think it should be explained, Mike.
Go ahead, Bethany. That's why I brought Andrew. You in here, darling, so you can explain.
So you can talk over
you. Know,
oh, no.
Really,
he
I don't
called
need
me
to,
darling.
You see, there it is. You go ahead and explain.
They know what he had to do. You and Rob gave him a script
yes,
to
we
go
did.
By.
Yes,
funny
we did.
To adhere to.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know, okay. But I was hoping.
I found them more probing than funny.
He knew that. Let's get right to it. We have the tapes. What is the. Bethany, I'd like you to set. No, I don't need that. I'd like you to set up. What will we be listening to first?
We have 15 cuts.
Oh, she's put on her glasses.
Wow, 15, huh?
For those of you scoring at home.
We're already up against a break. Did I mention that to you? I know how mad they get when we don't break towards the end of the show.
That's true.
What are we going to be hearing first?
Well, first.
Because we'll hear like one, and then maybe we'll hear some in the second segment.
The first one's only 14 seconds.
Only 14 seconds. Why so brief?
Why?
Just
brief. Very Larry.
I didn't feel like you could give any detail?
I haven't heard any of the edited version.
Oh, yeah, I edited.
Oh, so you just handed it off to post-production and then went off and had a drink.
So you turned it into your editor-in-chief, Ms. McBride.
Yes, I did.
Very good. Let's listen to Drew at the Gay Pride Parade. Cut one. Who cut one?
I am now in Baltimore, and I am looking for the gayest street possible. Charles Street looks pretty gay right now, but we will see if you can find anything gayer.
The gayest street.
Now, when you said you were looking for the gayest street, were you trying to find the parade?
We're looking for rainbows. There were a lot of rainbows when we got closer.
Yes.
That's how you find them.
Are you talking about, like, rainbow stickers, or was it was there, like, a low-pressure system and a high-pressure system colliding?
Oh, an actual rainbow.
Yes, that's why I saw one just last night.
It was fabulous.
On a motorcycle ride home.
I got a picture of it.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. I'm on my phone.
It was a serious rainbow right outside
really
the radio
was.
Station.
There was no joking around.
As there is at the end of every show. So, do you have an idea of where exactly the parade's going to be?
Yeah, but I followed her instructions that we printed out, and it was on Charles Street in Mount Vernon. Mm-hmm.
Very good. So that was the first cut?
That was the first cut.
I thought that was fantastic.
It gets better, Mike.
Okay, let's hear cut.
How could it?
Let me see this. Let's hear cut number two. This would be you find a gay street. This is only 10 seconds. So this is the warm-up, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Right. Okay, very good.
Waiting for your cue, Mike.
All right, go ahead, Rob.
We just stumbled upon Eager Street, and it is definitely gay here.
Eager Street?
A lot of
Eager?
Rainbow flags.
That's the street
and
down in Baltimore. Oh.
It's looking gay.
Eager Street.
That was...
Let's go there right now.
It's looking gay.
That. The report from Eager Street, it's looking gay.
That's fantastic. I enjoyed this segment immensely. We're going to take a short break.
Is that it?
That is not it. We're going to come back. When we come back, we're going to get to the meat and potatoes of this segment.
Potatoes.
This is Why Can't This Guy Be Gay? This is what the segments are entitled.
All right.
Is that an introspective segment?
Then we have Russell and Angela, absolutely lesbian. King of Pride, Drew goes off the script.
Uh-oh.
It's a big moment for him. Chill out, dude. Drew continues to ad lib. We have gay vendors, a lesbian fan of the show, a gaggle of lesbians, lots of good stuff. I think it's going to be... Bethann, you stand by this, don't you?
Yes.
You were almost going to say you think.
Because just when I think it's good, it's not.
I love the beginning.
I did, too.
I love the 14
All 28 and, seconds.
I enjoyed the 14 and... It was 24 seconds.
24 seconds
of really good stuff.
So far, Drew, you are rocking.
Yeah.
All right.
Good job.
All right.
It's Drew from Gay Pride. You're going to hear the real meat of this segment.
That's right.
When we come back, because we have to adhere to the commercials right now.
And the potatoes.
Yes, the potatoes are even better. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.